G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today, I'm going to show you how to make caramel fudge. Over a low heat, put in 125 grams of butter. Okay, melt this first. This needs to be completely melted. Okay, next you want to add 395 grams of sweetened condensed milk, that sort of variety. Give that a little bit of a stir. Then add 2 tablespoons of golden syrup. And then add 1 cup of brown sugar. Just mix it in. Keep mixing. So just basically stir it until it's boiling, and then we'll turn it down to simmer for about 10 minutes. But while it's simmering, just keep stirring constantly. All right, well, this is almost done now. Just remember, you've got to keep stirring, constantly stirring. This has been on simmer for about 8 or 9 minutes now, so it's pretty much done. Okay, we'll turn the heat off now. And now what you want to do is add 100 grams of white melts, like white chocolate. I'm using Nestle white chocolate melts. And just stir that in basically until it's smooth. Now just grease some sort of baking tray, one that's roughly 25 to 30 centimeters long. It's got a little bit of depth to it. And now we're just going to pour the fudge straight in. All right, leave that on the counter to cool just for about 10 or 15 minutes and then pop it in the fridge until it's firm. And that will really depend on how cold you have your fridge and where you put it. I usually find that it takes about 2 hours. All right, well, that's been in the fridge for a couple of hours and it looks nice and firm. So let's start cutting it up. Well, I hope you like the caramel fudge recipe. Let's dig in. Oh, that is really yummy. I'll see you next time for my next meal.